You're now live.
Okay, great. A minute. All right, welcome everybody. Thank you all for joining. This week's coming parsha is Parshas Netzavim Vayelech. It's a double parsha. And the parsha begins, Atem Netzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Rasheichem Shifteichem Zikneichem Veshaitreichem Kol Ish Yisrael. You are all standing here before Hashem your God, the heads of your tribes, the elderly, the people who are in charge of the camps, every single Jew, every single person in Israel, the children, the woman, converts, and then it continues, from the people who chop down trees to the people who draw water from the wells, meaning everybody is standing here before Hashem. Everybody with every type of vocation, every type of job, everybody, you know, from the teachers down to the water carriers, everybody is standing here before Hashem, your God. And says the Nesiv HaShalom that this is referring to these days before Rosh Hashanah, that it's during these days, this week before Rosh Hashanah, that we're all standing before Hashem, our God. We're all ready to take judgment before Hashem. And he says that when it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, you are all standing here today, it's referring to these days before Rosh Hashanah. These are the days that we're standing before Hashem, ready to take judgment and ready to get a renewed life for this coming year. So now let's see what this parsha, what the main messages of this parsha has to tell us in regards to this time before Rosh Hashanah. So we know that this week's parsha talks about the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam Maimonides says that in the parsha it says that this mitzvah, mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah that I am commanding you today, right? This is not beyond you. It's not too far. It's referring to this mitzvah of tshuva. Don't think that it's so difficult. Don't think that it's so beyond us. Don't think that it's impossible to renew yourself, to change, to come closer to Hashem. Rather, it's right in front of you. It's so close to you. Tshuva is right there before you. It just needs one step forward. It doesn't mean that you have to change your whole life. It doesn't mean that you have to become a completely new person. It doesn't mean that you have to change the bad habits to kick the bad habits that you had from years ago. It means that you have to take one step further to show Hashem, Hashem, I want to come one step closer to you. Beficha, it's in your mouth, meaning through tefillah. And through your emotions, meaning it requires the emotional maturity to be like, Hashem, I'm sorry, what I did is wrong, to reflect upon yourself and to admit your faults. So you're able to do it very, very easily. It's in your mouth. You can do it through prayer. It's in your emotions. You're able to do it through your heart, through looking at yourself, deep reflection. That's how a person comes to tshuva. So a person shouldn't think that tshuva is so far, it's impossible, these weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Rather, he should be working on himself during these specific weeks to change, to renew himself, to make one step forward toward Hashem, one step closer toward Hashem, and do whatever he can through prayer, through telling Hashem, Hashem, I want to come closer to you. I want to change. I want my habits and what I do to reflect your will. And through that, a person can change for this coming year and he can be granted a new year full of life and vitality. And the next point that I wanted to point out in this week's Parsha is a few psukim afterwards. Actually, the very next pasuk, sorry. It says, Re'eh, see, nasati lefanecha hayom, I have placed before you today es achayim, ve es atov, ve es amaves, ve es ara. See, I have put before you life and goodness, death and evil. And then it says, a few psukim later in pasuk yates, it says, see, I have put before you today, call upon the witnesses of the heavens and earth, that Hashem is saying, call upon the witnesses, heaven and earth, that I have placed before you, hachayim v'hamaves, life and death, nasati lefanecha, I have placed before you, habracha v'haklala, I have placed before you blessing and curse. And then Hashem pleads to us, he pleads, please, the children, b'nei Yisrael, v'charta b'chayim, please, Jews, choose life, v'charta b'chayim, choose life, l'man tichye ata v'zaracha, in order that you shall live, you and your families. So there's a few questions on this pasuk. Basically, Hashem is telling us that, see, I have placed before you blessing and curse, and you should choose life. You should choose blessing over death and curse. And the two questions here is, firstly, what is the blessing, right? Hashem says, I have placed before you blessing and life. Choose the blessing and life. Don't choose curse and death. So what is the blessing? Hashem never tells us what it is, right? If somebody says like, oh, you know, do something for me, and if you do it, I'll give you a reward. So your first question is going to be, you know, what is the reward? I have to know, is it worth it, right? So Hashem is saying, I place before you blessing and curse. We have to know what the blessing is in order to know if it's worth it. Is it worth our while to choose this blessing, to choose to do the right thing? And the second question is that Hashem says, choose life. Uvacharta b'chayim. Would anybody really choose death? Really, if the two choices that were put in front of you is life and death, right? You know, you can have an amazing time. I'll get two choice of two prizes. You can have an amazing time at a theme park, or, you know, you can jump off a cliff. Nobody's going to choose death, right? Nobody's going to choose to jump off a cliff. We all want to choose life. So why is Hashem saying, I place before you these two options. Please, v'charta b'chayim, choose life. What does that mean? What is this choice that Hashem is giving us? So says my Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, he says that whenever Hashem is giving us the choice right here, if we want to choose mitzvos, if we want to choose the thing that bring us closer to Hashem, or if we, God forbid, want to do averos, if we want to choose the things that give us bodily instant gratification, but in the long term they bring us further away from our connection with Hashem. So Hashem is saying that you have your two choices, right? Do you want to choose to identify with your body, or do you want to choose to identify with your intellect, with your neshama, with me, with the Almighty? So Hashem gives us these two choices, right? This is the choice between chayim and mavis, between bracha and klal. This is the choice between life and death, blessings and curse. Hashem is giving us this choice, and we know day in and day out that we have this choice, right? We have the choice. Do we want to learn? Do we want to accomplish? Or do we want to, you know, sit on that couch, eat ice cream, watch a movie? Do we want to do the things that uplift us, that bring us closer to Hashem? Or do we want to choose the things that, the physical desires, the things that bring us down, the things that pull us further from our purpose? And Rav Berkowitz says that the lesson over here, the lesson that the psukim are telling us, the lesson that the parsha is telling us, the lesson that Nitzavim is telling us, specifically these weeks before Rosh Hashanah, is choose life, choose the mitzvos. The mitzvos, they bring us vitality. The mitzvos, they make us feel so good. Because when we choose a mitzvah, we're connecting ourselves to Hashem, and because of that, you actually feel better. You feel yourself with invigoration. You feel yourself with vitality, with life. When you do a mitzvah, when you live for a higher purpose, when you express self-discipline, then a person, he automatically becomes closer to Hashem. He fills himself with vitality. And we all know, right, the days that you feel amazing, right, are the days when you accomplish, right? You went out there, you pushed yourself, you You controlled yourself from the things that you didn't want to do, and you chose to live with a higher purpose, right? You learned, you accomplished that day. Those are the days when we feel amazing, right? Those are the days when we feel on fire. Those are the days when we feel invigorated. And conversely, the days when we feel like blah, right? The days when we feel terrible are the days, you know, when we slept in, you know, we slept those extra 2 hours instead of, you know, waking up early and studying in the morning and having an amazing davening. You know, instead we gave in to the snooze, to the snooze button, right? We gave in to that laziness, to the heaviness. We sat on the couch, you know, we sat on like social media, on the internet. We're browsing around, wasting our time. And those are the things that bring us death. We actually feel the death that comes from it, right? We feel the lack of potential that we had in those moments when we choose the wrong thing. And the lesson of this week's parsha is Hashem is begging us, choose life. Why? Because it's life itself. That's what brings vitality. The mitzvos, the connection points to Hashem, that brings us, what brings us life. You can be more alive when you do this. To answer our two questions, right? The Hashem says the blessing, if you obey my word, right? If you obey my commands, if you do the mitzvos, the blessing is doing the mitzvos themselves. In the Torah, it never mentions Olam Haba, the world to come. Why? Because doing the mitzvos themselves, they enliven us. Doing the mitzvos themselves, that's what brings us energy. And the reward that we get for a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself, is the energy that it brings. The Mishnah in Avos says, schar mitzvahs, mitzvah gereres, mitzvah, right? One mitzvah causes another mitzvah, not because there's, you know, some special mystical thing that happens when you fulfill one mitzvah. Then it leads to another, which is also true. Hashem gives you more opportunities when he sees that you're able to fulfill one mitzvah, kind of like how in work, when you're at a job, as soon as you fulfill one goal really well, right? Your boss, he gives you one thing to accomplish, and if you do it really well, he's going to give you more opportunities. So to Hashem, when he sees us fulfill the mitzvos, and he sees us doing it in an exciting and a passionate way, he gives us more opportunities. He wants to give us more jobs to fulfill. So that's one aspect to the fact that one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. But another aspect is that mitzvahs are addictive, right? They're pleasureful. When you do one mitzvah and you learn to appreciate it, wow, you know, I'm able to control all the things that are pulling me against doing this mitzvah, and yet I'm able to put my full emotion, my full passion, my full energy into doing this mitzvah. When we're able to do it on such a level, we get such energy from it. It gives us so much excitement. It gives us so much pleasure that it's actually addictive, right? We recognize that doing the mitzvah is worth it. It's worth it waking up in the morning early. It's worth it, nature, you know, to sit over the Gemara or the Musar book or the Tefillah, and to pour our hearts out to Hashem. We recognize that it's worth it. And that is the lesson of this week's Parsha, that mitzvos give us vitality. And if you look in Devarim, it's very interesting, but the two main key words that come up in Devarim are the two words joy and love. Ahava, which the root is ahav, which is love, and joy as well, simcha. So the word ahav, love, comes up 23 times. The word simcha, which is joy, comes up 12 times in Devarim, more than 15 times all the other books in the Chumash. It comes up specifically here in Devarim so many times, over and over and over again. And if you look at the amount of mitzvos in the book of Devarim, it's also by far has the most. That's 201 mitzvos in Sefer Devarim. And it's no coincidence that the book that talks about the highest number of mitzvos, you're going to find the most these two words, love and joy. Because a relationship to Hashem is the key. Hashem's mitzvos are the key to vitality. It's the key to living with that love, with connecting to Hashem, and the key to joy. I'm wishing everybody a joyful and connective year, full of vitality, full of opportunity, and full of meaning. Have an amazing Shabbos, everybody.